أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 41 of Surah Al-Hajj from ayah number 39. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began to speak about the important aspect of jihad fi sabilillah wa qital fi sabilillah, going out and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed that this, according to some of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, was the first of the ayat of jihad and qital that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after sahaba had made hijrat to Madinah Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the important aspect of jihad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this very important aspect of Islam and of deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not repelled some of mankind with others, then we would have found that the different places of worship in the times of the past, the monasteries, the churches, the synagogues, and in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereafter the masajid would have been destroyed. In other words, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat has spoken about one aspect, that sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were those people that were removed from Makkah Mukarramah because of the persecution that they had undergone by the kuffar of Makkah. They were removed from Makkah Mukarramah. They were expelled from Makkah Mukarramah. They were forced to make hijrat. They came to Madinah Munawwara, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them now. Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِمْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that they are those people that if they had been given the establishment of the land, if they had been given the governance of the land, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the supremacy of the land, if they were to rule the land, what would have happened? This is now even before the sahaba had gone out to fight. This was even before the sahaba had gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fight for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala already gave the glad tidings. And that is why Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say with regards to this ayat, that even before we went out, and even before Allah ta'ala had given us supremacy on the land, even before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us governance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already praised us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken highly about us. That when they were given the supremacy, or if they were given the supremacy of the land, أَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ. One is this, they would have established salat. In other words, they would have established this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of establishing salat, وَآتَهُ الزَّكَاةِ, and secondly, they would have given out the zakat. Now here and in all other places, or many other places of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these two forms of ibadat, because insofar as the bodily ibadat is concerned, we will find that salat is the highest form. Insofar as monetary ibadat is concerned, we will find zakat as the highest form. In other words, they would have established the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next is, وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Then they would have commanded the good. In other words, they would have commanded people to do the good aspects of deen. وَنَهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And they would have forbidden people from the evil. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises, in actual fact, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, that after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had progressed beyond Al-Hijaz, beyond the Arabian Peninsula, and wherever the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had gone out, we found that they established the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this gives us the important aspect of Islam that we should remember, that it is not a matter of governance that is the matlub and the objective of Islam, that we don't want to rule the land because of ruling the land, but one wants to rule the land for the deen of Allah, so that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be established. And we found that throughout the era of the Khulafa'i Rashideen and those who followed the way and the pattern of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. The ulama have also written, Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has written a very, very important aspect that from time to time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us governance. Allah gives us forms of leadership in our homes, in our businesses, wherever it may be. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us also, that we establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We command the good, we forbid the bad. And this has been the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever followed the system of Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala, they had found success. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate of every affair. In other words, everything returns to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Tomorrow all of us have to face Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So when this leadership is given, when the governance is given, it should be for the sake of Allah and for the establishment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.